It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
It's a download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with small business owners and CEOs to get their stories to better understand ours. Tonight, we turn to the world of architecture and design. Of course, this is a tremendously growing industry, especially interior design. Whether it be designing custom homes or redecorating rooms or adding new style to your decor, many in Chicago know the name Fredman. Fredman Design Group is among the best interior design companies working in the area. They have taken home so many honors and awards. It's hard to pick just one, but if I had to pick one, how about the Excellence Award this year from the American Society of Interior Designers? One of their longtime architects and designers has been Terry Crittenden. Terry just recently moved into the role of CEO for the company and is tasked with growing the business and taking Fredman into the future of the ever-changing world of design and style. She spent 25 years in this business, and she is my guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. Ms. Crittenden, thanks for being here.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. I've never been on radio, so I just have to say where I'm sitting. I am sitting on Michigan Avenue, looking out to the street of in the heart of Chicago, which is completely amazing. Thank you. And
it's a great view. I mean, it's a perfect place to talk architecture and design because of the Wrigley Building and the Trib Tower that we're in here and all the light shows that are on the buildings.
Absolutely.
You know, for you, I'm really interested in your role because we've had a lot of CEOs, small business owners, entrepreneurs that have been on the show. Rarely have we had someone who has worked, because you've worked at Fredman for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And 25 years in the business, but you are transitioning into a leadership role. You worked at the company, and now you're a leader. How does that transition work? How challenging? How exciting? Mean, talk about the idea of being an employee at a place and then turning into the leader.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's a great question, and I have to say it is one of the most interesting and challenging roles to move into for me. And I came to Fredman Design Group 2009 and spent about a year and a half designing. And Susie and I were just really good teammates in so many ways, kind of filled in each other's blanks. And I have been fortunate enough to have had a front row seat, and I have learned a great deal from her.
Susie Fredman, of course.
Susie Fredman, yes. Right, yeah. Thank you. And so when she started talking about transitioning, she didn't want to retire, but, you know, wanted to do her thing. I actually Googled CEO.
Good place to start.
It's true. It's true. I mean, I think we all have an idea of what a CEO is. But I really, really wanted to know what my job is. What I have found is this is one of the most wonderful jobs I think possible, because I get to still do design work. I get to work with an unbelievable team and talk about the strategy of the future and have impact on the direction and ask for input from an unbelievable team. So I get to not only put together this unbelievable puzzle, but still have my hand in design.
Be creative.
Yes.
You know, when a company like an interior design company, because it is a creative venture, there's a lot of philosophy that goes into it. What separates interior design companies is how you approach the work, the style, the patterns, but also just how you, from the top down, how all the designers and the architects and the construction workers in the company operate.
Yeah.
When you take over as a CEO, do you change the philosophy of the company? It's always been a philosophy around yes at Fredman, but.
Yeah.
But do you how do you make it your company?
Well, I think first that's an inside job first, and so the Googling of CEO is, you know, kind of what are the facts of what a CEO needs to accomplish, and really, creating what makes the company successful. The philosophy, and that really speaks to something I feel passionate about, because that when I say it's an inside job, I think that you have to look down deep about what really matters. And I think if you can find what really matters, then you can speak about it and grow a culture that is in alignment. And my true belief is that if you are working in your passion and you can find your flow, no matter what industry you're in, then success, however you measure it, will then come. And so I have been privileged to actually be in that place to really look inside and say, okay, this is what is the best work we can do for ourselves, for outside, for our clients, and really actually language it in a way so that we can share it with each other, share it with our clients, and then have it be scalable. So really define it, I guess, is what it is.
You mentioned the word culture, and a CEO has a lot to do with the culture of how you run a company from the top down. When you're coming into that position, knowing the former CEO, being almost groomed in that way to take over the business, what about culture? I mean, does it stay? Do you sort of find a way to keep it the same if it's working? Or, I mean, how do you change a culture for the better?
Well, I think one of the reasons I stayed so long is because of the culture, because of what Susie had created. And it was a culture of collaboration and a culture of the belief that our environments actually do impact our lives. And so I still believe it. And I think that kind of is the foundation of our company. And what does that mean in the future? And how does that change? And how does it show up? And how do we speak about it to that next generation? So really, it is that ideology that drew me in to begin with, that I get to not define in a different way, but figure out how it grows into the future and how it shows up. And we're actually really doing that.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break so we can stay on time. But when we come back to fun stuff, because I want to talk about interior design, I want to talk about style, and how, as a CEO, you keep your company ahead of the curve. Because when you're talking about this, there's always that talk, oh, we got to stay ahead of the curve. When that's a manufacturing business, you're like, well, you can kind of know where that curve is. In style, you know, it can go any which way. It'd be tough for me to be a part of that industry. But Terry Crittenden is the CEO of Fredman Design Group, and she is in studio tonight as my guest in the Download in Chicago Business. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more with Terry. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio with me tonight, the CEO of Fredman Design Group, Terry Crittenden. We're talking interior design and the transition from being an employee to being the boss. One thing we haven't talked about here on the Download in Chicago Business. Terry, interior design, I know of it because I've been involved in some projects. I understand it because I've seen it on TV. But what is good interior design? You mentioned before the break about the environment that we live in. Mm-hmm. Talk about what makes great interior design.
Well, for me, and I think for our company, great interior design is the translation of an experience. Okay. So we listen to our clients, and we try and get an understanding of how they want to feel. And so how do you take that feeling and actually make it visible and for them? And so really, we're translators. And then our job is to leave each space that we work in better than it was and better than it was for our clients.
I always wonder in this space, because I always think that translator is such a great word, and it's such a great way to think about interior design, because you have to translate what the customer wants, what the client wants. Because I would assume there have been many times in your distinguished career where someone's like, I like pink. And you're like, well, that's not what we're doing here.
We'll remember that and try and have
How do you deal with budget constraints, but also the style and taste and making sure that what you have been trained in, what you win awards for, comes through and helps the customer?
We're really good listeners. And it takes a little bit of time. It, just like any relationship, there's the dating period. And so first we have to really learn how a client best communicates. And so if we learn how they best communicate, then we can learn how we can best decipher what they're actually saying, because sometimes what they are saying isn't really what they mean. And so really cool study of, a cool dance, if you will, to understand what someone really wants.
Right.
And then we try things on. And then I think it's also our job to push the envelope a little bit, because maybe they don't know what they don't know. And at the end of the day, it is their space, and we want it to have them.
Yeah, they have to be comfortable, right?
Absolutely. And but then also share what's possible. So interior design, I think, helps open doors to what your environment can feel like, what the possibilities are.
Has the job changed in your time? I mean, I mentioned you've been working for over 25 years, but I think about television. I think about pop culture. I think about Property Brothers and HGTV and all the other shows that come out that can renovate a house in 30 minutes, with commercial breaks included. Does that change the way that the professionals have to operate, because customers are given that, have taken that information from TV shows, have a different understanding of how interior design works?
Yes. just like everything else, my belief is it depends on how you look at it. So, we're grateful to TV, because actually it has brought the interior design world, the architecture world, into conversation. And so if it brings it into conversation, and we are given the privilege of working with people and actually sharing how it really works, it works great on television. But we get to be in the conversation more. So it has brought it more into the forefront. But I think the expectation of people in the interior, who want to be clients, is a little bit different, which, then has us wonder, well, how's it going to change? So right now we're on watching television, and that's our perception, if you don't have another perception. So, but there's another movement at the same time, and I don't know if it's because of it, but there is this design thinking movement, if you will, or hopefully, we're going to participate in making it greater, meaning that people are wanting to know. People are more, the world.
They're interested in the science behind it. They want to know how it all comes together. The it used to be, I've got an eye for this, but I think there's more study that goes into this kind of thing.
Well, and I think the global world is a little bit smaller, right? And everyone can make a pencil, or everyone can make a phone, and the design in our belief is going to make the difference.
Yeah,
and so how can we as interior designers, share that information and create experiences to actually not educate, that feels too strong, but have people experience it so that they know what's possible.
Terry, I'm always interested in your industry and your company, and this has always been something Fredman's been able to do, the Fredman Design Group, is to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
When you're talking about style curve, like I said, much different than many other industries when you talk about that curve, because it can go one way or another. You can go into strange ways that you never thought about. People could really get interested in styrofoam. I'm just using as an example, in a week's time. How do you stay, as someone who's been in the industry, how do you predict or stay ahead of the style curve? Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of ways to do it. How we do it is, first of all, I read a lot, we read a lot, and we want to know what the world is doing. And in our office, in our culture, we are doing a little experimenting. And similar to what I was just talking about, design thinking, is we're opening up our first floor. It was retail. We'll have a little bit of retail. But we are creating a design laboratory so that we can all be in the conversation of what's next, and take cues from the magazines from Europe and from different parts of the world.
Right.
And put different things together and open our doors and have the public come in and actually be in that conversation to ask what's next.
As you mentioned, that's the collaborative culture that is Fredman Design Group. Terry Crittenden is the CEO of Fredman, and she was my guest tonight, Downloaded Chicago Business. Terry, thanks for coming in and sharing your story about
Thank you so
making
much.
That transition. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.